From Tradio Media, I'm Father Roderick, and this is The Daily Breakfast. It is a very cold winter morning, but I'm at the movies, and it's really surprisingly quiet here at my local movie theater, but it's the morning, so it makes sense. People are at work. And I'm going to watch a movie that I have heard good things about. It's called Wonder, and it stars, among others, Julia Roberts. So I've got to be at theater number 5. Here it is. So I'm going to watch the movie now, and I'll give you my review afterwards.
My name is Augie Pullman. Next week, I start 5th grade. And since I've never been to real school before, I'm pretty much totally petrified.
I'll see you later.
Augie, you don't want to walk up with your parents because it's not cool.
But you're cool.
I know I am, but technically most dads aren't. Neither are these helmets.
Dear God, please make them be nice to him.
I know I'm not an ordinary 10-year-old kid. I've had 27 surgeries. They've helped me to breathe, to see, to hear without a hearing aid, but none of them have made me look ordinary.
Incubator, Bunsen burners. Oh, and this is an eraser.
You know what an eraser is, right?
Look at his face. I've never seen anything that ugly in my life.
If I looked like him, I'd swear I'd put a hood over my face.
I know you don't always like it, but I love it. It's my son's face.
You are not ugly, Augie.
You just have to say that because you're my mom.
Because I'm your mom, it counts the most, because I know you the most.
You don't have to do this.
I don't know what you're talking about, Augie.
You don't have to pretend is all I'm saying.
Augie!
Okay, I'm really sorry. Why are you sitting here then?
Because I want some nice friends for a change.
Me too.
Who is it that I aspire to be? That is the question that we should be asking ourselves all the time.
Hey, Jack, come sit here.
In a sec. I'd like to be able to control the weather.
That would be your superpower? That sounds pretty lame.
What would you do?
I'd be invisible.
You're the toughest kid in that school. Show them.
You can't blend in when you were born to stand out.
You ever thought about having plastic surgery?
Dude, this is after plastic surgery. It takes a lot of work to look this good.
Well, that was really an amazing movie. Awesome script, very beautiful message, moved me to tears several times. Amazing acting, like every actor in this movie is fantastic. The kids, unbelievable. I've never seen kids acting this well. Even the dog is great at acting. So for those of you that haven't heard about this movie, it tells the story of a kid who is born with certain genetic problems and has had a lot of operations. The doctors have tried to fix his face as much as possible, but he still has a lot of deformities. And he's been homeschooled because of that, because his parents were afraid that he wouldn't be accepted, etc. They tried to protect him. He's got an older sister who is used to kind of playing like a secondary role because she loves her little brother. And then one day, the parents decide that would be good for the boy to go to a regular school. And then, of course, things start to change in his life because kids can be cruel and kids look just at the surface. And so those first few weeks at school are terrible for the boy. But then things start to change. And what is so beautiful about the movie is that we too, as spectators, start to change. We get to know a lot of these other kids. We get to know the various main characters in the story. And you start to understand, once you get to know them better, why they behave the way they do. Even the greatest bullies get their backstory, which adds depth to who they are and why they act the way they act. And I think that's the core message of this movie. It is that everyone has a deeper story, everyone fights his or her own battle. And so you should never just look at the surface. You should never just judge from the outside. And that, I think, is such a pertinent message. It's so important. And moving as well, because we have all got similar experiences of not being accepted, not that people judge us, and not see the true, who we truly are. And real friends are hard to find. Real friends are the people that look at you and accept you the way you are. There's so much more that I would love to say about this movie, but it would spoil the story, and I want you to go see this movie yourself. It's based on a book, so if you can't get to see the movie, then by all means read the book. If it's just as good as the movie, then it should be awesome. But I highly recommend this. This is one of the great movies that I've seen this year, and it's undoubtedly a movie that I want to rewatch again. Again, I can't praise this movie greatly enough. There was there's a lot of one-liners in this movie that are awesome. There was one right at the start of the movie that I thought was beautiful, and it stuck with it. It doesn't really have that much to do with the main story, but it was like, I got to write that down. That is such a great line and so applicable to our lives as well. It was this kind of advice. Like, if you can choose between being right and being kind, be kind. And it's this call for kindness that I think is the biggest call to action of this movie. And that's a message I can wholeheartedly support. So, be kind. And I will talk to you soon. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Take care and God bless.